This is CliffCentral.com.
Welcome to it. 3 minutes after 3 p.m. and it is the Capital Wrap-Up. You know how we do things on a Wednesday right here on Cliff Central. Today might be one of the longest shows we've ever had. It's just me and Old School in the studio. Old School, what up?
You know, you don't really have to call me Old School. Just because I keep it 100 doesn't mean that I'm Old School, dog. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't know, man. I don't know.
What up, though? Actually, like let me greet.
Okay.
What's up, Cap?
Are you right?
What's up, world? You know, because I've been getting a lot of flack lately. Yeah.
Did you see the tweet that came in earlier on today?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah,
I'm glad you did. I'm glad
Chi-Chi.
You did.
Hi, Chi-Chi. I see you, girl.
Shout out to Chi-Chi tuning in all the way from India. Yo, man, let's get straight into the news, man. On the new music front, Dream Team is dropping their brand new video later on this week for It's Vung Vung. This is one of the singles that I actually felt should have dropped earlier on, you know, after the album came out. Have you heard the song?
Nah, I heard the song.
You don't like Dream Team, do you?
I don't. Yeah. I really don't.
Jeez.
I don't like, I don't know.
You don't like a lot of people.
They don't, like, for me, you gotta stand out. Yeah. For me, they don't stand out. You know what I mean? Like,
in terms of the music.
Yeah, in terms of the music, it's, I don't know, dog. It's just something that I don't enjoy. And it's not because I'm hating on them. I don't even know them like that. You know what I mean? Like, I just... Okay, let me not say I don't like it. Let me say I do not prefer it.
Okay. That's
it's not preferable.
Okay.
For me.
Okay, I hear you. So that video is coming out. AKA is also dropping his video for Dreamwork. And the interesting thing is, Dreamwork is more of the street single. The official single is One Time.
So it's actually
weird to see him drop the Dreamwork video before he drops the One Time video.
I think it made sense.
You think so?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Because the streets are like going bananas.
Yeah.
Over Dreamwork, you know what I mean? And you know, after that whole Snoop Dogg Snapchatting thing, like a lot of people jumped on it even some more, you know what I mean? Like, so even like earlier on today, before I got here, like I saw over like 15 tweets and they weren't retweets.
Like, you actual know? Tweets.
Actual tweets where people were bumping the track, like Dreamwork. You know what
so
I mean?
So you think Dreamwork's caught more fire than One Time?
Yeah, definitely.
Damn, man. Yeah. That's crazy.
Although it's our shit, you know what I'm saying?
But you know what? I do feel like, you know, Composure also did catch more fire than Baddest in the beginning.
Yeah, true.
I'm really interested to see how that's going to play out, man. Speaking of AKA, my E's latest video, which he's featured in, Lie to Me, also comes out this week. I saw a couple of pictures up on the gram, you know. On the gram? What do you mean, dog? Come on. You know, let me not get into that. So I saw some pictures on the gram. And
you're
and
in the DMs and you just happen to stumble upon it.
Nah,
like,
not
oh,
even.
Oh, shit.
So that's coming out. I'm actually keen to see that video. I like the record, man.
I think it's a dope record.
And Casper put out a brand new video for War Ready. This was a song that Wayne was actually supposed to be featured on.
Who?
Lil Wayne. Yeah. Was supposed to be featured on this song. And then you couldn't
get it. What? War Ready?
Yeah.
The video Zabayo.
That song.
What?
Lil Wayne was supposed to be on that record.
And then what happened?
It took too long, which is why then Casper got the Game to do Cooking in the Kitchen.
But I feel like Game gave him a throwaway verse, though. That's just
I mean, I think a lot of us feel like it could have been a better verse.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
But anyway.
Back to the video,
Weezy.
Man.
But
have you seen the video? Have you seen the Casper video?
No, I haven't.
Very political.
Like, I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
I've been indulging in a lot of music, like audio. I haven't been watching.
The visuals.
Visuals.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I haven't doing the visual part of it.
Yeah.
You know, because I don't know. Like, I prefer, you know, letting it marinate first before I get it.
Get them old school.
No, dog. Like, I, you know, it's just one of those things. But then again, it was weird because it was weird for me because when I first heard Jump, I didn't like it.
That's very weird.
It's very weird, right?
Very weird.
Until I saw the video.
Yeah.
I saw the video and I was like, woo, 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 woo.
I actually like
some
the song.
Some futuristic
I don't like the video.
Shit. It, you see, it's funny how that works.
It's
right?
Different strokes for different folks.
Yeah,
I guess,
definitely,
you know,
stroke game.
Yeah. All right, cool. Going overseas a bit. So Drake has scored his first number one song on the Billboard Hot 100 with One Dance. And this is a bit shocking to me. Like, for this to be his first number one. I mean, he's peaked at number two with Hotline Bling in October. And he's been featured on number one records before. But
he's featured. It's never been his.
Yeah, this is his first number one on the billboards.
Does that mean that it's the same for Wizkid?
Because he's featured. No, yeah. So it's not the same.
So it's not the same?
It's not the same because, well, it's not Wizkid's first number one. That's what I'm saying.
No, on
One Dance.
No, Hot 100?
Well, I don't know if it's his first song on the Hot 100, but it's
No, on at the peak, number one, yeah. Hot 100.
What about
is that
it?
His first song?
But it's not his song. He's just featured on it.
It doesn't matter.
The same way Drake didn't count the song that he was featured on that were number one, Wizkid can't count this one. You
okay,
get what I'm saying?
I guess not.
Yeah. So, and he actually thought he was going to go number one with Hotline Bling in October. And he was like, yo, man, if you're looking for me on that particular evening that I do go number one, I'll be passed out on the water slide that connects to my pool. So that's probably what he's doing right now.
Flex game.
In his pool that's
vicious.
Bigger than Kanye's pool.
Just such a light skinned nigga thing to say, you know. Jeez.
Speaking of Drake, yo, man, the views numbers are in and they are ridiculous.
They're fucking ridiculous.
They are ridiculous, man.
But I still don't change my mind, though.
That's fine. You don't have to. Numbers don't lie, fam. Yo, man, so views sold 1,039,058 copies.
It's okay. 50 did 1.4.
Come on, dog. Why you gotta be hating? Like,
what? I'm not hating.
You're definitely hating,
I'm
dog.
Not hating.
What? Who does
okay,
1
congrats.
Million first week
okay.
anymore?
Okay, congrats.
Which hip hop act does 1 million
no
first
one.
Week? Thank you. All right.
But
and
wait.
Even crazier. Wait. Even crazier.
But those are pure album sales. None of them is digital. That's the crazy part.
What do you mean?
It's pure album sales. Pure copies.
No, no, no. These aren't just the hard copies. It's factored in your
that's
iTunes and everything.
That's what
but no,
that's
yeah.
That's what I read.
Okay.
Because
okay.
I heard about the sales.
Yeah.
I read about the sales. They were saying, yeah, 600 and what. Okay, cool, sharp.
That was
but
one night.
They,
that was one
were,
night.
Yeah. It was actually 3 days.
First night. Cat, you ain't got the answers, Cat.
Dog, I read my shit, B. Before I come here,
yo,
I'm like,
you read your
let me
daily
call
son?
This nigga out. But yeah. Apparently, like, pure album sales
yeah.
like, at 600 and what.
That I can believe. Now, here's something that's ridiculous, though. So, it sold 1 million copies. How many times do you think it was streamed? Take a wild guess.
Well, The Life of Pablo was streamed about 250 million times.
Yeah.
Let's say, I'm going to go for it and say like 350.
It was actually less than The Life of Pablo.
Is it?
Yeah, it was 245 million. Which is still ridiculous.
Yeah, that's still fucking
crazy.
That's
a quarter of a billion people, you know? So, yeah. His numbers are ridiculous. You can't hate on Drake.
Hey, so does The Life of Pablo. He did 250 million.
But he didn't sell platinum in the first week. Boom.
Whatever, Cap. Whatever.
So, J. Cole was named the highest paid rapper on the Billboard's Top Moneymakers list. The highest paid rapper of 2015.
Really?
Yeah. He wasn't the highest paid artist. That went to Taylor Swift. She made something ridiculous. Like, I think it was 83 million.
Yeah, didn't she like buy into Spotify or some shit like that?
Apart from that, this was just off like music. This was off touring. This was publishing, streams, and what else was it? Sales. So yeah, these are the only, you know, factors that they're considering. Just off the music.
Damn.
Yeah, she made like 83 million. I think 62 million of that was off touring, which means Taylor Swift made $170,000 a day last year off touring. But anyway, getting back to J. Cole.
Shit.
J. Cole raked in a reported 8.8 million.
Doing what?
Majority of it was from the tour. He got 5.5 million from the tour, the Forest Hills Drive tour. Mm. He made 1.5 million in sales, 1.1 million in publishing, and $788,000 from streaming.
That's not bad.
So he made some decent coins.
Yeah. I mean, 2014 Forest Hill, like, you know, like I said last week, that's generation defining, son.
Yeah, definitely.
Because, I mean, he, like, the last guy to
yeah.
ever do it, to ever go platinum without
a feature yeah.
was Nas, which is Illmatic.
And this is Illmatic of our time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Jermaine.
Are you going to the show on the 18th?
I don't got a ticket,
oh,
B.
Oh, damn, fam.
I'm going to scalp.
Hey, yo, if you're out there, you listening, yo, man, holler at us. Cat need a ticket, man.
Yo, man, I need a ticket, man. Somebody, anybody.
So Blac Chyna is now pregnant with Rob Kardashian's baby, a month after they got engaged. And the funny thing is, Tyga and Kylie were amongst the first people to congratulate them on social media.
Hey man, these people are infiltrating, dog. I'm telling you.
So how's it going to work when the child is born and now the child's cousin is also the child's brother? I don't know, man.
The beat stopped at the right moment. Yeah.
I'm just confused, man.
Like, it's so weird. Like, there was this diagram that E did. And, like, they were putting, like, you know, Tiger's face, all the Kardashians and Blac Chyna.
Yeah.
And, like, they were put in the middle was baby Kardashian.
Oh,
and,
like, the new baby Kardashian.
Yeah, the new baby Kardashian. And then, like, they put these, like, Amber Rose. They went as far as connected to Wiz Khalifa some sort of way because Amber Rose used to date, used to be married to Wiz Khalifa, but then she used to date Kanye, which is Kim's whatnot.
It's so crazy.
But then now that's Kim's little nephew.
Like
it's so crazy, dog.
Yeah, they're just fucking everybody.
I feel like the Kardashians run Illuminati.
Damn, that's a big statement. onto some other shit that I don't really agree with. Russell Simmons says that the Beastie Boys could have been bigger than Eminem.
I saw that. Fuck
yeah.
No ways.
Simmons revealed that the Beastie Boys left Def Jam because of differences they had with Lyle Cohen and Rick Rubin. But he says, I'm sure if Rick stayed with the Beastie Boys, they would have been bigger than Eminem. That's a big fucking call, and I'm not sure I agree with that.
I'm not sure I agree with that either.
Yeah. Moving along to Epic Records, another label that's just signing everybody right
now.
Dog. They just signed French Montana.
Yeah, French A. Montana.
Yeah, I know French was, he had a deal with Bad Boy, and Bad Boy, you know, signed a deal with Epic. But now he has a new deal altogether directly with Epic.
Kind of what they did with, what Warner Brothers did with Double M.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much. Okay. But now Rick Ross is also under Epic Records.
Yeah.
So it's crazy, man. Like,
how everybody's just getting signed. Like, I don't understand. Like, in America, they'll be signed to like three record labels and like two management companies. And it's like, okay, dog, you have six deals on the table, but you're not popping. How does that work?
You see, they're not popping overseas, but they're always popping in the hood. They're always popping in the area. That's the thing. Like, you can tour around America and be, like,
good. Yeah, I mean, 300 million people, of course
you'll be good. You know what I mean? So that's what's happening out there. Jay-Z is apparently recording his last album, which will be a response to Lemonade. I think that's the corniest shit ever. And I hope it's a lie. I really hope it's a lie. I really do. Like,
can I tell you something?
Yeah.
Jay-Z doesn't care about us anymore, dog.
I
really think he doesn't care about us anymore because he's only looking at the money. And it's okay for him to do that because, I mean, they made $150 million off Lemonade. And they came up with that whole thing together, apparently.
You know, if he does write a response album to Lemonade, the Beyonce fans are going to buy it too.
Exactly.
So the Beyonce fans are going to buy it. The Jay-Z fans are going to buy it because it's the last album.
Like, please. He said the same thing about the Black Album.
Yeah, and then Kingdom Come.
And then he's going to come back with a garbage album like Kingdom Come or some shit like that.
Yeah, man.
Jigga doesn't love us, dog.
And finally, overseas and some shit that I find petty as fuck, fans have been petitioning that the Grammys should consider mixtapes for awards. Firstly, there's too many mixtapes.
This
one
is so petty. I feel like Sierra's leading this march. No way.
All right, cool. So we're not even going to entertain that.
Nah,
but just so even, you know, it's out there.
That's some petty shit, dude.
All right, cool. Now, bringing things back home, Tweezy has signed to Dream Team Management, which is the home of Coolie China as well as Gigi LeMayne. I'm not too sure if it's a PR deal, a management deal, or a bookings deal, but he did announce it. Was it last week? Yeah, last week. And he is now a member, the latest member of Dream Team.
I don't know. It's tricky, bro.
Why is it tricky?
It's tricky because when you think about it,
yeah,
Tweezy just has one track out.
Yeah,
he does. Right?
Yeah.
But then, is he really going to go for real on us right now?
Yo, he might, man. You never know. You never fucking know, man. I feel like you don't want him to. I don't think you want Tweezy to be great, fam.
No, I fucking love Ambition, dog.
Yeah.
Dog, I love that joint. That's my shit. I bump that shit every day.
So what's the problem? Maybe he has more material that he's played for them that we just haven't heard.
I just feel like we need more, man. Mm-hmm. You know? And I don't know why people always wait like 3 months before they drop a track.
Yeah.
You know? Like, you'll have an artist like, okay, you know what? A lot of people say you can't compare artists from overseas. Actually, if you want to be considered an international artist,
yeah,
you should also have the same consistency. You look at an artist like Chris Brown. Chris Brown just dropped a track with 50. Two tracks with 50. He drops a mixtape, and then he dropped another like 4 or 5 tracks all within 2 weeks.
Yeah, he's working his ass off.
And then you guys, you want us to wait like 4 or 5 months or 6 months for 2 songs.
I also think the consumption overseas is a bit more, you know, it's quicker than ours.
Yes, it's quicker than ours, but I think because of you know, the whole thing of data,
yeah,
like us having data, we can access that now.
We can.
We have Twitter, I mean, we have iTunes in South Africa, we have, you know what I mean?
We have what they have, basically.
We have what they have. There's no reason why there's always like, oh, wait, like a long wait for another song. You know what I mean? I just feel like we need more, people.
Speaking of a local producer who has gone international, Black Coffee is producing a song for P. Diddy.
Oh, snap.
He's also remixing one of Alicia Keys' joints. I'm not sure which one, but yeah, that's crazy.
I just got a song from Alicia Keys, like, when was it, yesterday?
Yeah.
It's called In Common. I haven't listened to it yet, but I'm not putting my expectations too high, because after the diary,
everything went down, right?
Everything downhill. Like, after she left Crucial Keys,
yeah,
her career just went to shit.
So you think Swizzy is the bad influence out here?
I think he is, though. I think, like, you know,
well, he turned a homewrecker into a housewife. So what the fuck you expect? And finally, man, wrapping up the local news, AKA's Level has finally gone platinum.
Finally.
I think it's taken him about a year and a half, going on 2 years. And he's actually the first English rapper to go platinum.
Which is
dope, I guess, you know. It shows that people are opening up to English rap and not necessarily just the knack.
Yeah, yeah, no, definitely. And I don't know, correct me if I'm wrong. Like, I feel like Levels going platinum is more of a win for SA Hip Hop than the other platinums.
What? Refilwe?
Yeah, Refilwe. And what other?
Tulufelo.
Yeah.
Why?
Like, because I felt like those two albums went platinum in a funny way.
Oh, so you don't think they went platinum?
Like, I personally, the way that I was looking at the game and I was like sussing out what exactly was going on, I don't think it was actually pure in the way, like, it wasn't pure sales.
What about Kenda Republic? Do you think that was pure?
I can't speak on that.
Okay.
I'm not even going to lie. I don't even know. I didn't even pay attention to, I actually haven't listened to Kenda Republic.
Wow, Kat. So much for old school. Anyway, man, that's how we wrap up the news this week. We are hanging out with Chad the Don on the other side of this, and just to celebrate Levels going platinum, man, we gonna make the dream work.
Age 25, I done copped the illa ride that my daddy Joe when I was still in high school. Trophies at the crib, emojis from the bitch. If you talking shit, they need the breath of life.
Keeping it real on CliffCentral.com.
Welcome back. It is the Capital Wrap-Up. And like I said, we will be hanging out with Chad the Don. So make sure you get in touch with us. You can call us on 0861-555-189. You can tweet us at CliffCentral.com. You can Facebook us as well as WeChat us on Cliff Central. Chad, what up?
Yo, what up, Cap?
Are you good, my G?
I'm nice, my G.
I saw you drove in with the brand new tour bus, fam.
Yeah, drove in with the bus, you know?
Yo, when'd you get that bus, man?
It was last week.
Yeah. Shout out to you, dog.
Thank you, dog.
So the money's coming in or what?
Yeah, we're performing, man. Yeah. We're doing good things, you know? The people are loving us. Yeah. People
dope,
are loving
man.
Us out there. Shout out to the fans.
Shout out, man. Yo, man, I'm going to take it back, right? For people who don't know you, who is Chad and how did it really start? I know you really got into rap at a young age, but how did your journey really start?
Well, it started with me being a soccer player, man. Under 14, SA, we won the World Cup in Switzerland. Yeah. I played soccer basically from like 6 years old, every day of my life. And got to about 8, 9, and I listened to rap.
Yeah.
And it was also a passion. It was, you know, I used to love to rap, but soccer was obviously something that I was very good at and I was doing at the time.
Yeah.
And long story short, with my father, it got abusive, so I lost the dream of soccer, and I was just like, yo, let's put it aside. I want to do something that's my dream, not somebody else's dream.
So the soccer was your father's dream?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Yeah. We're gonna get into the abusive side of that. But carry on.
And then just decided to give this rapping thing a go. There was a conference of about 7,000 people at a church, and they needed two rappers. And my friend and myself were like, yo, we love rap. Let's start here just for experience. You know?
Yeah.
And it was a great experience, touched a lot of people. And then I moved on and I was like, I don't want to be a Christian rapper. I want to be in the world rapping, you know, just about what I want to rap. And God will bless me because, you know, I want to reach the world, not just a certain amount of people.
Yeah.
And it just popped off, man. Went well from day one. The tracks that I put out, people love. Chad the Don Don, you know, with the Nazi. That was crazy back in the day, and that was the first track I put out, and the love was insane. So from day one, man.
And I was actually about to touch on that because that was the first song that I'd heard you on.
Yeah.
And at the time you were rolling with Casper.
Yeah.
What was your relationship with him like at the time?
At the time of Hola, I had just met him through Georgia Vakin, a very good friend of mine. He had come to studio, he had heard my track and been like, yo, this is insane. Can I do a verse? And I was like, yeah, sounds cool. Let's do it, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm like that. If you're dope and you want to do something, let's give it a shot. And he did it and it came out great. And shout out to him. You know, that was a good song for them, you know, at the time. Right now, we got other good songs. We got an album out, you know.
Other good songs with no features this time.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Woo. So you joined his label, Family Tree.
I was associated. You know, I didn't sign any papers or anything. There was no, like, sign to the label. It was affiliation.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, for real?
Yeah, I don't sign in black or white. I didn't sign anything to be under the label. So I was affiliated, like, yo, let's do this together. You know, we've got good songs together.
Yeah.
He believed in me. I believed in him. And it was cool, man. I learned a lot throughout the journey, you know. And then I decided to do my own thing and start my own label because that was my dream originally. Yeah. But done it all, man. I've seen the country. We went everywhere.
And there must have been a point where you were like, actually, I think I'm ready to, you know, branch out on my own. Was it like an event that happened? Was it just, you know, something that you felt inside? What led your,
I think a lot of things. I think a lot of things in life can drive you to frustration. Your own dreams and your own visions are your own ones. They're not somebody else's.
Yeah.
And you know, you can't sign another person if you don't have give them the full authority to feel like they can also make their decisions. You know, you can't only make a decision based on your vision for me. So it was a lot of things, man. Not to say like normal things that happen in any business, in any company, but
it wasn't the same anymore.
But Chad's purpose is to have his own label and was to start and do his own thing, and that's why it happened. Everything happens for a reason, and I left because I felt I had to.
Yeah.
And I don't know why, man. That's God's plan for my life. Yo, he told me go and start a label, and I did it, you know? And put out an album, and we did it, you know?
Yeah.
And the music's great and I'm consistent, and if you listen to the album, it's nothing but good music, nothing but an inspiring story. So you know,
so you're literally doing what you want to do, how you want to do, when you want to do.
Yeah, that's how it works at DCM, you know.
Yeah,
you're your own boss.
I'm my own boss, and Bonafide Billy EXE, you know, the people that I sign and that I'm working with and I'm investing in, is that, you know, they know they can do what they want to do. Don't tell me what, like, I don't want to tell you what track you have to release, man. I want you to tell me, and I would just therefore give you advice to say if I think this could happen or that could happen, but it's your decision at the end of the day, because you still got to know what this music thing is about.
Yeah.
So are you saying that you felt like you didn't have creative freedom?
I would say I wasn't allowed to really just do the things I wanted to do, like, in total. I couldn't get everything that I wanted to do, because a lot was going on at the time, you know.
Yeah.
He was
yeah.
the biggest artist in the flipping country, you know.
Yeah.
So crossing a lot of attention was going to him.
Yeah, like everything was Casper, and there's nothing wrong with that. It was his time. You yeah. understand? But yeah, I just yeah, don't yeah. think then you should have also called upon me to do it at that time then. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I do believe everything happens for a reason.
Yeah.
And there's no looking back and saying I regret this or that, because I learned so much and I took so much from it. The whole journey's been amazing, you know.
Yeah.
From so, the struggles, it's all part of a good story, man.
Yeah.
That's so what makes great between news. You and Casper, right? Yeah. Like your okay, your the music side. Okay, we've touched on that. But yeah. then personally, when you interact with him, do you still even talk to him?
Not lately, no.
Not lately?
No.
Are you guys beefing like street beef, or is it music beef?
Nah, man. He went his way, I went my way when I started my label, you know? Yeah. And it just got really busy for me. Like, things are really busy for him.
Okay.
And we don't.
So it's not animosity or anything?
We don't really relate on that level anymore like we used to. And it will never be the same as what it used to, because it's two different things, you know? I'm
yeah.
not part of Family Tree. I'm part of DCM Entertainment, my own label.
Yeah.
Which is in competition to your label.
Uh-huh.
And which is a business. Do you understand what I'm
yeah,
saying?
It's nothing
so
personal.
Just like you're gonna win, I'm gonna win, and I'm gonna hustle, and I'm gonna do my thing, and I'm gonna do it the way I want to, and the way that I believe it's right.
Right.
So
right,
yeah,
right.
That's what it is.
All right, cool. So before you put out the album, you put out a single, EFT, featuring and produced by Brian Soko.
Yeah.
The Grammy Award winning Brian Soko.
Yeah.
How'd you link up with him, man? That's a crazy fucking joint, man. I dig that joint.
Thank you, man.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, that's. That joint did a lot of things. It's been a brilliant song.
Yeah.
Brian is a friend through Ashley Valentine.
Okay.
Yeah, through Ashley Valentine. AV Grand, this producer that I worked with on a lot of my stuff.
Yeah.
And yeah, I just met him through. He had Soko had said, I'm coming down to South Africa, I want to work with people.
Yeah.
And they gave him Casper and me, and we worked on stuff, you know. We did our thing. He had been working with Cash Time already.
Yeah.
So, but then we became best friends, you know. Like, he's a very good friend of mine, and yeah, we just do business, man, and we love music. That's what I love about Soko. It's all about the music, and we keep it to the music. Let's make a hit, and
yeah.
that's what I love. And he led me to meet Bonafide Billy, the guy who produced my album, you know, and
yeah.
very much everything on that album. And it's just, it's crazy. Blessings upon blessings.
All right, cool, man. Let's take a bit of a music break, man. We're going to get into this EFT featuring Brian Soko. And on the other side of that, we're going to really dissect the life of Chad. This is Chad the Don with EFT.
I've been working from extending figures to go for the new. I've been working hard, I'm bagger. Let the money, I'm on yaga.
Keeping it real on CliffCentral.com.
So that was Chad the Don featuring Brian Soko with EFT. Let's get into the album, my G.
Yeah.
The Book of Chad.
Yeah.
This is an interesting artwork.
Yeah.
Why this artwork? What does it mean to you?
It's a transition from darkness to light, if you can see
from
the left to... Yeah, from a very dark place, man, in a very dark time in my life to just, you know, going
yeah.
to the... to the sunshine.
and the whole theme, the whole theme of the album is like a complete story. It's your
yeah,
story.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And is that
story.
Why you chose the title, the book?
Yeah, the book. Yeah, the book is the story of my life. There was no other, I couldn't say the story of Chad or,
yeah.
you know, it's the book, man. It's, my whole life is a book, so I had to give it to you.
Okay, and you touched on something, a theme that carries out through the album as well.
Yeah.
Growing up, you had an abusive father.
Yeah.
Tell us about the story.
Yeah, man, you know, we were a cool family,
yeah.
normal family. My parents worked really hard. My dad had like some meat company. My mom had a restaurant, and yeah, money was always there, you know, in
yeah.
my family when we were very young. And all of a sudden we lost it all.
Yeah.
The deal went wrong and things just went backwards for us, and we fell into a lot of debt.
Yeah.
And my dad started taking drugs, and we nearly lost the house. We were sleeping on the floor, and he would just beat my mom up every day, man, for years. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And it got to a point where he eventually held us hostage and with gats, and it was very intense that night. Yeah, it was just so, I mean, I've seen the worst of the worst. You know, I don't grow up in the hood, but I grew up in a very, very abusive house, and people
yeah.
will tell you emotional side of something is more scarier than no money.
Yeah.
You know? I'd rather be happy in a small place than, you know, in a house where it's just chaos.
Yeah.
So it was very bad and very tough for me, but I also know that this is why Chad raps. This is why he's got a story to tell.
Yeah.
And this is why it's my purpose and my, you know, my life's plan,
and
I guess.
When did you decide that actually, like, you know, I am going to... Because this is a very personal story.
Yeah.
When did you decide to put your life out there for the public's, you know, scrutiny like that?
That's what I wanted my first album to be about.
Yeah.
I was always like, yo, man, if I make an album, I want to tell them, you know, this is what I saw. Because there's kids out there that, you know, are seeing the same thing right now and even worse.
Yeah, more often than not, eh?
And, you know, people just don't know it. Like, people would leave my crib and tell me, like, come on, dog, your dad. Nah, man, your dad's the coolest guy. Don't say that.
You
never
real?
Do that. And I'm like, dog, you don't know nothing. You know, when the doors are closed and the pressure's on and there's no money behind that door.
It's mad lit.
And you on drugs.
Yeah.
You know, it gets very scary, dog. And nearly saw my life, you know, lots of times. And my mother's life, because she got beaten to pulp by that man. And he's a G, you know. My dad's a G. So he's proper.
Do you still speak to him?
Nah.
No. Okay.
No, I don't speak to him.
Alright, cool. So there's a song, you know, that got a lot of people's attention off the album. You knew I was gonna
track
touch
nine,
on this.
Track 9, nigga. Track 9.
So Chad is better, right? You dropped this, I think it was the day before the album you dropped it, right? Some people are saying it's
it was
beef song.
2 days, yeah.
Some people, the week before
the
album dropped.
Yeah.
The week of the album, rather.
Yeah.
So some people are saying it's a disjoint. Some people are saying you're just rapping. Some people are saying it's a publicity stunt. Like, I want to hear it from the horse's mouth.
Actually.
I just want to say shout out to my producer for making me a killer beat. We made a hit, you know what it is. Chad is better.
No,
yo,
dog,
Bona,
no,
I got mad love for you, dog. You know what I mean? I just want to tell you, you gave me a hit, dog. You know? That was the first beat this guy played me. He
Are
gave it
for
to
real?
Me for free, yeah. So it's like, he's like, dog, I made something 3 years ago. We had just started working together.
Yeah.
And I came in there, a very angry little boy. You know? And I was like, yeah, this is the one. And he's like, nah, this is from 3 years ago, but... He has a gift from me to you, you know?
Are
like,
you for real?
And he played me the speed, dog.
Yeah.
And I just knew, yo, you see, we make music based on our, you know, how we feel. That's
yeah,
how
yeah.
Chad is. You
yeah.
know,
emotions.
I make, yeah, I, if I'm happy, I'm going to go in and make a happy song. If I'm angry, I'm going to tell you what it is. You know what I mean?
Yeah. yeah.
And that is, for me, an angry song.
So and at the time, you were just thinking about what had happened in the past, or...
Yeah, that's the beauty of music, man.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you music is like emotions bottled up. So if you upset about somebody in your life who told you you can't do something, or and you just feel like you got this power, then you'll love that track, which I think the whole of South Africa who heard it does.
Yeah.
You know?
But you didn't answer the question.
What was the question?
Was it a diss track? Were you just rapping?
But I just did answer the question. I told you that it was an angry song.
Okay,
so it wasn't a diss track. It was just an expression of anger.
It was an expression of anger.
Okay, cool.
And that's my answer. I don't have to answer it again because I feel like I said what I had to say on the track and I'm proud and I'm happy. And the track made my album great, you know? My whole...
Yeah.
Not, and that's not even where it stops. That's just one song. Listen to the whole album and you'll hear that this is actually like, yo, that ain't nothing like this, you know?
Can I ask you something? Mm. Like, there's something that I've noticed about your music.
Yeah.
Right? It's very musically inclined.
Yeah.
Like it's very musical.
Yeah.
It's hip hop, but it's very, very, very musical.
Mm. Yeah.
How much of an influence did you have on your so-called nemesis?
What, on my whole project?
Yeah, no, yeah, on your, like, on projects that he's worked on, you don't think that he's capable of such musical capabilities. But then you listen to your music, I listen to your music, and I'm like, but this sounds like, you know what I mean?
Like higher. Yeah, it is.
It's higher, yes.
Yes,
but
correct.
Then it sounds like more of you than it does for him. Like, you know what I mean? When he raps, it's like, that's not him.
But that's exactly what I'm saying. And even in Chad is better, I'm telling you the truth that, yeah, it's all good gaining inspiration from someone. You understand? But if you start doing that the whole time, other people are going to hear what's real and what's not real.
Exactly.
You understand? Like, yo, he's clever because he said, this is a business. I'm here to make money, gents. And he's making money. Do you understand? All good to him. But then I don't know why you preach and say it's not about money then. Just stick to what you do, you know? He's making money. Casper's happy. I'm happy preaching my message. God has got a plan for my life.
Yeah.
This book of Chad is something amazing. something that's historical, and people are going to see that it's changing the nation, it's changing South Africa, and we put all our effort into it. Shout out to, you just said the music, and that's why that man sitting right there, Bonafide Billy, did the album. He understood and made me understand when we sat together. He was like, yo, you need to understand you're a storyteller and yeah. make music this way. So your music needs more of this.
Yeah,
you need to be more musical. And you
can we get the producer on the mic?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I actually have a question for Bonafide Billy. Come through right here, my G. What up, what up?
Yeah,
are you good?
I'm clean, how you doing?
I'm easy, dog. So I was actually looking at the album credits.
Word.
And your name is all over the album.
Everything.
Yes,
dog.
Yes.
So what role do you play in Chad's career? More so this album.
I interpret his story musically. That's my role.
Gee whiz.
Yeah.
So how does it work? Does he tell you the kind of story that he wants to tell?
Nah,
or do you make the music and then that kind of takes the... How does it work?
Nah, so this is how it works. I know him before the music. Like, it's a very short while that we've known each other, but we figured each other out so quick that I can make a song that I know he wants on his behalf.
Before he knows he wants it.
Before he knows he wants it,
but
he doesn't have to tell me he wants it. I can just make it because I know what he wants.
Damn.
Yeah, I know the story and I know how the story sounds.
It's so thug the way you put it. Like,
I know how the story
sounds. Nah, it's because, you know, some days, that's what I'm saying. Some days you get a trap Chad. You understand?
Yeah.
And this is his influence on me because he's a trapper. Like, this is what he does, you know?
Yeah.
And he taught me trap because I wasn't into it that much. I was into this deep stuff.
Yeah.
Now I'm trapping and he knows, like, yo, now it's trap season.
It's the 808.
So he understands. He understands Chad's season and what I'm going through because he spends all the time with me, you know?
Yeah.
He's my producer.
Can I ask you guys a question?
Yeah.
And this is a question that I've always wanted to find out. After trap, where do you guys think hip hop will go from here?
I can say something. You know, hip hop is very cyclical. If you remember back when we gotta stay fly, that was 2009. Yeah. That was trap.
That was like 2003, dude.
Yeah.
2005.
Yeah,
2005.
But that was trap.
So that was trap music. That's my point, though. Like, that was trap music, and we're having trap music now again. You feel me?
Yeah.
And then you have the Drakes who still sample. And have that boom bap snare and make it. So it's just cyclical. It's all recycling and we're coming up with new things. Like, if you see on a different note, what Avicii did with the electro music and put that country. You know, it's just the mashup of things all the time, but it's cyclical. There's nothing new under the sun. It's just recycled. It's all full circle. So we're going full circle. We're probably
I agree with him 100%, and that's why this Booker Chad is a different side of hip hop. It goes more back to the Pucks, back to the M&Ms.
Yeah.
You know, and that's where I believe hip hop is slightly leaning to more and more.
Yeah.
You know? And
more about the raps.
Yeah, and I mean that's all on that album, you know?
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing that I didn't show you. And I also gave you Vibe, which is a commercial hit. I gave you Trap. I gave you Deep all on one album. So this is a whole seasonal album.
All right, cool. Now, speak to us about the song that you just mentioned, Vibe.
Yeah.
That's the single that's currently out, the one that you're pushing right now?
Yeah, we're pushing that right now. That is just a crazy jam, yo.
Uh-huh.
That song is just going to do crazy things.
Yo, your face just lit up when you spoke about it. Like,
yeah, you know why? We shot the video last night with starring Denise Simba, you know.
Oh, I love her, man.
Yeah,
did you kiss her in the video?
I got a kiss, so I was so happy.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm just so happy that, like, I've never been more sure. Like, this is the biggest Chad the Don track, track to ever drop.
And this is produced by Tweezy, yeah?
Produced by Tweezy. It's just it's a vibe. And it's one of those things, people have heard it, and every time they hear it again, they're like, ah, yo, this is that jam, you know?
Yeah.
So it's just growing daily, and yo, it's about to take off. I've seen people go crazy in a club when they hear it. So I'm so happy about this one. Shout out to Tweezy. Shout out to Bonafide Billy for spicing it up. Skirt. You know, he does this thing where he spices now on tracks.
So yeah, I've seen the artworks.
So he does my ad libs in the song.
Okay.
That's how we do my trap stuff. Like, he jumps on all my ad libs, like Migos. They have different guys doing their ad libs.
Yeah.
So I just like that feel, you know what I mean, to my music when I do trap. So
look at my name.
Yeah.
Look at my name.
All right, cool. Introduce the song, man. Take the mic, man.
Yo, it's Chad. This is E-Vibe, produced by Tweezy, spiced by Bonafide Billy. Chad.
Yeah.
Video
cliffcentral.com.
Yo, man, y'all should have. I wish we had cameras in the studio, man. Y'all should have seen Chad just stand up and turn up to the joint, man. It's a crazy joint.
Thanks,
so, you shot the video yesterday?
Yeah, we shot the video.
When should we look out for the video on our screens?
Yeah, man. So, we're doing the edit right now, you know?
Yeah.
Just need to get it proper for the people.
Yeah.
You know? We shot some nice stuff with Denise Zimba.
Yeah.
Starring in the video. Got some cool surprises for you on that video. It's just one for the hood, man. One for the gussy, you know?
Yeah.
And, that's the music that Chad also makes, you know. Chad is out there for everybody, man. Everybody, I relate to everybody, man. I can do everything. I'm very versatile, you know. So it's very tough for me, and my challenge is tough because I would release a single there and it would be like, why are you doing that? But those people love it, you know.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's very
What's
tough,
the name
man.
Of that track? I remember you did a video, like you shot it in Long Street.
Yeah.
What's
best
the name
of Best Night of My Life.
That was, track was fucking dope.
You know what I mean? And look now, a certain amount of people liked it, but I dropped Hola before.
Yeah.
So other people were like, nah, but we want more of that.
Yeah, you know? Like Best Night of My Life. I felt like that was a much better fit.
So I'm very challenged in music because I like doing everything.
Do you think that confuses the consumer a bit?
I don't think so, because I mean, I gave you an album of stuff that you prefer.
Yeah.
And everybody can
pick what they like.
There's at least, three songs that you would like listen to if you like that sort of rap.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, I mean, there's stuff for everybody on that album. So now, finally, I think, but it's still a very big challenge to me. But we're going with the vibe right now because it's popping in the clubs. People love it, and I love the Gussy, man. I'm a black boy trapped in a white skin. You know what I mean?
Top five.
Shout out to you, man. Yo, man, speaking about just the album and how different, how the different sounds you have on there. You have Anati as one of the features. You have Lockenville. You have, you know, Soko. Like, who else did you work with?
Bonafide, X, my artist. Work with Kyle Dutch.
Yeah.
Deutsch. Sorry, Kyle. Sure. He's most probably going to call me like, Chad, why did you say my name wrong?
Yeah.
Sorry, Kyle. Man, I worked with JJ Sign. He's just a dope producer that Bonafide introduced me to. Some white kid with an afro. And he walked in the studio and just, you know, gave me the song, and I was like, what exactly what I asked for?
Yeah.
You know, and it was just like, worked with him. That was really dope. I went Janine V. She's now in Dubai singing at
I've actually met her. She's fine as hell.
Yeah.
True. She's fine as hell.
That's
Nick.
What Bonafide was like, you know, making the beat that night. And it's like, damn, this shorty. Bah, bah. You know? So he was hitting that snare. You know?
Thinking about hitting something else.
Top five dead or alive.
Of all time?
Of all time. Dead or alive?
I'll go Park first. I'll go M. Oh, I'd have to give it a Jigga. And then, yeah, I've never been a fan of Biggie. I dig him and I respect him, but like, I wouldn't go and play his tracks. I'm a Puck, diehard Puck fan.
That's how I feel about Puck.
Yeah, so it's
how you feel about Big is how I feel about Puck.
Yeah. So it's like.
And the other two?
I said M. Definitely Royce.
Okay.
Royce is like, for me,
Royce is hella.
That's like the Nickel right now, man. And I really, really dig. Hey, it's tough for me. Nas and then I like another side of hip hop. I like Fetty Wap because he's like doing stuff people never thought he could do. Look at the tracks. Look at the people who he's working with.
Look at the numbers.
People said, 2 years he's got. I was like, nah, dog. This guy's genius, you know? So then I also like those people. But I'd say it depends. You can't say of all time, and you need to give me, like, period. Break it down, because now you're talking my language. So I'll just, I'm ahead, you know? So I'm going to go deep.
All right, we are running out of time. But before I let you go, my G,
you gotta
drop, like, a verse or something,
okay,
you know?
Okay, I'm going to drop a verse. Yeah, and then I put him in a hearse. Hey, I'm going first, get the cheddar, get the money, cause Chad is better. You know it's sunny when I make it rain, whatever weather. I just do it, it's a freestyle. And I'm the best, homie, I ain't gotta prove it, man. I ain't gotta prove it, look, it's so magical. Shout out to Capital, I came through Pretoria to kill this interview. Woo! Yeah, I feel great, fuck, I can swear on the station, it feels great. Hey, gotta go to the next show, I might be late. Yeah, and then meet your bane for a steak. Shot.
All right, my G, before I let you go, real, raw, uncensored, what the fuck is on your mind?
Right now?
Right now.
Denise's booty.
Alright, YG, man, thank you so much for coming through and hanging out with us.
Thank you.
Make sure you go get the Book of Chat. It's in stores, it's on iTunes, it's anywhere it should be, pretty much. Kat, anything you want to say in closing?
When you serve me something, make sure you put some respect on me.
Alright, we out of here, and we're gonna play out with Chad Is Better off the Book of Chad. Chad the Don, thank you so much for hanging out with us. See you guys next week.
This is CliffCentral.com.